this Flash in Action Script 3 lesson, we demonstrate how to use your text area component from within your components library here in two scenarios. The first scenario is gathering it in a form type application or wherever you want to make text editable. And you can see if they put a whole lot of text in, it automatically gives them that scroll bar, which is nice, so they can see all of the content they're entering. And the second scenario is showing you if you happen to be bringing text in from external sources like XML or MySQL and PHP, how to render your HTML based text within a text area or any text field for that matter. Click Create New Flash Action Script 3 file, and once inside we're going to drag two text area component instances out to the stage. I'm going to give this one an instance name of text area 1, this one text area 2. Okay, now they have instance names. Let's resize these. Let's make them 250 each. 250 by 140. Okay, now they're both the same size. Let's get them right there next to each other. Alright. Now what we're going to do is drag out, move them up a little, drag out a dynamic text field. Put that on stage as well. Right about there. And looks like we can resize our stage a little bit. This demonstration doesn't need to be so high. Maybe 300. Perfect. Okay. Now, let's make sure this dynamic text field has an instance name too. Status_txt. Now we have instance name there, there, and there. Now text field 1, we want to make an editable text field like you would see in a Flash form or something like that. This one we're going to use as a display field or a display area. So what we can do is name this first layer stage elements, and then the second layer that we're going to create right now above it, we're going to rename that AS3 for ActionScript 3. Okay, so now let's highlight our ActionScript 3 layer, that keyframe right there, and press F9 to open the actions panel. And the first thing is we're going to create a string with HTML text. So let's name it that. String with HTML colon string is equal to, let's put this in between single quotes to have it render correctly. Let's pop in that string and take a look at it. You can see it's a really long string there, and it has HTML inside of it. So you see the HTML text all mingled in to that string. Now we're going to set the text area number 1 as editable so people can type into it. Text area 1.editable, and this is a property of the text area, equals true. And now for the content in that text area, let's just grab that instance name, put it here, and let's put content in it. Dot text is equal to, I can be edited, spell it right, edited and sent in a form type application. Period. Okay, now this next section we're going to deal with the text area 2. So let's just grab that instance name, change it to 2, and let's just grab that whole line actually. Text area 1, editable false. So now let's change this to text area 2. So now we've made text area 2 editable false, which means no one will be able to type in it and change the text that we're going to display in it, which is this string. So now we can display HTML text by claiming text area 2.html text is equal to our string here. So let's just grab that string var, pop it right in. So that's going to pop that string with HTML mingled into it into this HTML defined text area, because we set the HTML text property. Okay, now the next line, just two or three more lines here, we're going to add an event listener so you guys can know when someone is changing your text or when they're entering into a field. Maybe you want to do something. And there's a whole lot of events you can listen for in the text area. You can research those in the help file or online. And this is going to be event.changeEvent. So when somebody types into that text area 1, we want to know about it and maybe do something. We'll display event. Now let's just write out that function real quick, and that's it. And we can see what we have. Function display event. And this is event colon event open curly brace and close the curly brace. Oh, forgot my void. Put in void. Okay, now within the function, we're just going to update that status text field that we have sitting on stage. Status underscore txt dot text is equal to this event. So we don't need that. Event. And let's make it display as a string. There. Event to string. That way it'll display as a string within that text field. Now let's see what we get. Let's press Control Enter. Okay, it says I can be edited and sent in a form type application. So let's see if we type. See, when we start typing, it shows us the event, which is the change event. And what's cool about this field is that if they get many, many lines down through there, they're putting in a whole lot of text. Let's say it will just keep giving them, it will give them a scroll. So they can type in as much text as they like and they can get to all of it. And, let's see. And then this one, they cannot edit. We're just using it as display of HTML text. And if you click these, see, it takes you to the website. So that's how you can set HTML text within your text area components and also use the text area component in a form input gathering type situation. Okay, we'll see you guys next lesson. Bye-bye.